Here at Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies, every one of our team members knows a hero.
My Uncle Paul, who works long hours at the grocery store to make sure that people can put food on the table.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
Thank you for being a hero in our community, Des Marie.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, we thank you. From the front lines to behind the scenes, we see you. You're essential every day, and today, you're heroes.
We're giving families everywhere a little more hope for a healthier tomorrow.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Here's to all of you. We couldn't be more grateful.
Thank you so much for everything that you're doing.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
And we miss you, Mama.
I just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers with us, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Hey, Tracy, it's Kevin and Taylor.
Hey, Kevin and Taylor. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, man, we are so thankful to have a chance to pick your brain on some things because everybody's going through a lot right now.
I knew I would like you because my wife's name is Tracy.
Tracy's have to stick together. We have to stick together for sure.
It's so interesting. You go to your website, TracyHurst.com, and you're this beautiful woman with this gorgeous blonde hair and I'm like, I cannot picture her as a goth teenager, but that was you when you were before you came to Christ, right? You actually had a really tough teenage couple of years, right?
I sure did. I mean, I was depressed, and it's interesting. You know, we're in this time when in coronavirus, the key is social distancing. But when it comes to depression and anxiety, man, the key is social connection, right?
Yeah.
And so we're in this awkward time. But yes, I've been through quite a bit in my life, and that's why I love what I do. I love being a licensed professional counselor.
Well, talk a little bit about teens right now. I mean, I've got three daughters. The oldest is 21, but you know, they're all kind of like right on that bubble of being teens. And what are some of the unique things that they're going through in a time like this when they are so disconnected from their friends and their, you know, their people they go to school with and stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I have a 13-year-old who is in the throes of Zoom classes and Google Classroom. Then I have a 4-year-old, Kevin and Taylor, that her full-time job is to mess up the house, right? So I've got like this, I'm exhausted mentally with the teen and physically with the 4-year-old, but we're all struggling. So I'm seeing and hearing a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, and people who are actually grieving too. I have clients who have lost loved ones to the coronavirus.
Oh, that's so hard. We're talking to Tracy Hurst, and you know, one thing we'd love to get some wisdom from you on is, you know, you mentioned having a 13-year-old. I have a friend who has a 15-year-old who was really dealing with depression before coronavirus happened. And now it seems to be even worse. And when her mom, who's my friend, kind of like tries to kind of push her and nudge her towards faith, she seems to put up all these walls and get even more angry. So how do you know as a parent, when to point them towards faith and when to back off and just pray that they find Christ on their own?
That is such a great question, because when we're dealing with depression and anxiety, really what's happening is our body's trying to speak to us. It's trying to tell us that something wrong. But it's, again, it's interesting how when we're struggling, we want to isolate. Actually the goal and the first thing I want to say is I would encourage this teen, and maybe it's probably not going to be the mom that she's going to talk to, but encourage her teenager to say, hey, listen, let some people know that you're struggling. Ask some friends. Really, if Jesus had to ask for prayer and support at the Garden of Gethsemane in Matthew 26, we are too. So really for that mom, Taylor, I would just say, find someone to reach out to her daughter that's not her, and just to check in on her and really help someone explain to the daughter, hey, listen, it's just your body communicating to you. And like pain tells us something wrong, so are the symptoms of depression and anxiety letting you know that something's wrong. And there's help. There's help.
Talking to Tracy Hurst on Kevin and Taylor show. And how about some hope and encouragement for that mom and dad who feel like, okay, I've got to keep this facade going that I've got it all together because I don't want the kids to see me falling apart. How about some encouragement for them?
Yeah. If you're struggling in your body with depression and anxiety, I would say number one, let people know, let your doctor know. When it's clinical depression or an anxiety disorder, it's no longer a faith issue. It's a physiological issue, right?
Interesting, yeah.
Think about in First Kings 19, Elijah, he struggled with depression. He sat under a broom tree and no longer wanted to live. But notice what God did. He sent an angel to bring him water, food, and rest. He started with the body. And so I think as parents, we've got to take care of ourselves. And if we need help, get that help so that we can then be best for our kids.
That is awesome. And now one last thing we wanted to ask. We could talk to you for hours, Tracy. But we know our listeners want us to get back to the music here in a minute. But you mentioned at one point, I listened to one of your podcasts, and you said, depression is anger turned inward. And I'd love for you to explain that because you're like, well, no, I'm not mad. I'm just sad. I don't like the way things are going right now. So what does that mean, anger turned inward?
Yeah. So in depression, we hold everything inside of us. We were not created to do that. So we may feel anger, but underneath anger is hurt. It's disappointment. It's pain. And so when there's unresolved conflict or unresolved hurt and pain, what depression is we're literally taking it inside of us and in a way blaming ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's why our body begins to break down. We were never intended to hold negative emotions. You know, as believers, we were created to only hold fruits of the Spirit. So any negative emotion that we bring inside is really, hey, listen, I need to receive something from God. And when it comes to depression, Kevin and Taylor, daring to hope is so key. So I really want listeners, and even for us, the three of us, in this time when we have the feelings of anxiety and depression, which is normal, let's dare to hope in who God is.
Wow.
Very good.
That is so great.
Tracy, thank you so much for spending some time with us today. We really appreciate you all the encouragement that you've given to our listeners today.
Well, thank you. You guys are amazing. You make our days better. Thank you for your ministry, your words, and laughter. I mean, I laugh with you guys like you would not believe every day.
Aww, that is awesome.
Thank you, Tracy.
We move forward, we may have to check in with you again, depending on how long this whole shutdown thing lasts. But we will, in the meantime, dare to hope. Thank you so much,
dare
Tracy. Appreciate
you.
Take care.